Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You BetQL.
A game of whatever you prefer coming up in 20 minutes. NFL week number 2 edition. Can't wait for that. Evan Silva, established the run. Starts next hour on the show. Love Evan Silva. Brett McMurphy, Action Network, talking college football. Next hour. Power hour, final hour. All our bets for tonight. Major League Baseball, Loch Ness, golf bets. So much good stuff to come here on You Better You Bet. But right now on the show, even more good stuff. Nah, not good. Great. Because joining the show right now, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to sports books. They don't want you to see it. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com today. You can also check out Baldy with Jason Lockanfora, another good friend of our show, on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a wonderful Wednesday on BetQL. How'd you enjoy week number one?
I loved it. I mean, there were a couple stinkers, and there were some teams that, you know, didn't look very good, but we saw a lot of good games. I was in Kansas City for Kansas City-Cleveland. Great game. But it all got started, you know, last Thursday night with Dallas and Tampa. It was a terrific game. One of the highest-rated games that we've seen since 2013. So I thought the season kicked off to a good start. Saw a lot of great football, and we saw some teams that they better get things fixed in a hurry, or it's going to be a long year.
Baldy, you mentioned you were in Kansas City for their victory over Cleveland, where Cleveland covered that game, but Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes get the win. Kansas City probably finds themselves in the highest profile game of week two, a 4-point favorite at Baltimore. I'm curious, obviously, being in Kansas City, what you saw from the Chiefs, and then also in that Monday night game, that crazy game in Vegas, what you saw from the Ravens. The expectation in the market is, you know, Chiefs going to win by more than a field goal. They're a road favorite. Do you kind of see the game the same way?
Well, I think, you know, I think the Chiefs will get two of their stars back that didn't play against Cleveland. I thought they really missed Tyrann Mathieu. I think he's their emotional leader and probably, you know, as good a defensive player as they have. Chris Jones is very good too. And they're going to get Frank Clark back. I think their defense will play a lot better with those guys back in the lineup. Now, the Chiefs offense was, you know, when they had to be great, they were great. They started 3 rookies in the offensive line. They've completely rebuilt it, but I thought Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith and Lucas Niang against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney and some of those beasts up front, I thought they played well. And, you know, the one thing that the league knows, the whole league knows, and every fan, I think, understands, that there's no lead that's safe when you're going against Patrick Mahomes. He's the league's best player. He demonstrated it again when they were down 12, when they were down 9 in the fourth quarter. They came roaring back, and they come back quickly. 75-yard throw to Tyreek Hill. I mean, they come back in ways that, you know, most teams can't really even fathom.
Yes, they do. They're awesome. And Baltimore not awesome on Monday Night Football. And curious, Baldy, from your film review, was Monday Night Football, as the Raiders take on the Steelers here, was it more about the Ravens being bad or more about the Raiders being good as we spin both of those teams ahead of the games on Sunday?
Well, you know, look, I mean, the Ravens kicked a field goal with 37 seconds left to go up three. You know, and the Raiders had the ball with no timeouts in 37 seconds, and they traveled 38 yards to kick the game-tying field goal. I mean, they were 37, and, you know, and they beat their best corner, Marlon Humphrey, by Bryan Edwards, you know, put him in position to do it. Derek Carr was outstanding. But, you know, and the Ravens were 37 seconds away from winning that game. You know, and so that happened. They went into overtime, and they couldn't get it done. Now, look, the Ravens are going uphill right now to start the season. They've rebuilt their offensive line, a lot of new faces up there. One, you know, I don't know how long he's going to last. And then, you know, you got all new running backs, and it's just hard to get any kind of a rhythm and timing with new linemen and new backs that, you know, haven't been there. Latavius Murray hasn't been there for, you know, but 3 or 4 days. So they've been, you know, and in the secondary, I mean, they have a great secondary, but two starters were out, one got hurt. And so, you know, they were really going down the depth chart, you know, lining up against some of those guys that Derek Carr was throwing to. So, like, I think Baltimore is better defensively than they showed. But I think offensively, you know, this might take a little bit of time before the Ravens get it right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Baldy, one of the more kind of perplexing performances we had in week one, I think by any measurement, was Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense, right? So they play the game in Jacksonville against the Saints.
No doubt.
They lose 38-3. They close as a 3.5-point favorite, lose outright, lose by 35 points. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I think, sets all kinds of records for things he's never done in his career before in terms of offensive futility. And then we turn the page to Monday night, and everyone in the betting market is expecting a big bounce back, kind of blowout performance from the Packers, an 11-point favorite over the Detroit Lions. So what did you see from the Packers offense, and can it get fixed in time to maybe put up a big number on Detroit on Monday night?
Well, I don't know if it's going to get fixed, because it's not just Aaron Rodgers. They've got two rookies playing on the offensive line. They didn't play well. All right, they got a rookie center and a rookie right guard. They lost one of the best tackles in all of football, Bakhtiari, for I don't know how long, but you know, quite a while. So they had to juggle just to cover that position. Had to take their left guard to play left tackle. So he had to take two players to fix one position. And, you know, I mean, Elgton Jenkins is a nice player. You like him. You want him on your team. I don't know if he's a starting left tackle in this business, but that's your best choice. And so they couldn't run the ball at all. And really the Saints defensively, I mean, they did a couple of things really, really well, but they got a bunch of free agents in their defensive tackle. And, you know, I think in the years past when Corey Linsley was the center and the league's best center, they would attack right in the middle and go right out. And they just simply weren't good enough to do that. And so, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they took Davante Adams out of the game with Marshawn Lattimore and a safety over the top, and they couldn't get those plays, and the other guys really didn't win. So, you know, it was an ugly loss, but you can't just chalk it up. Aaron Rodgers said we didn't have the right energy, and I think they've got real problems until these linemen kind of grow up and become, you know, NFL quality linemen. I'm not sure Josh Myers is there yet. You know, he was a second-round pick out of Ohio State, but he didn't really look that strong inside, rookie right guard. They got to get better up front before we look and see the number one offense from football from a year ago.
You better, you bet. BetQL, wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking NFL Week 2 with the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Baldy, the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers on Sunday visit the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles. The spread, San Francisco, a 3.5-point favorite. Who wins the game? Who covers the spread, San Francisco or Philadelphia?
Well, I think San Francisco is a better team, but it will be interesting because Philadelphia is very difficult to prepare for. I mean, what Jalen Hurts is running with Nick Sirianni, the head coach, is a college offense. Not many teams, maybe Baltimore to a degree, but not many teams are running the offense that the Eagles are running. And the thing that makes it effective is their offensive line is just excellent. I mean, they're really, really good. They're probably one of the top three offensive lines in football right now. This Jordan Mailata is a beast, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks back, all that stuff. And so they've got the horses up front to run this college offense. And if Jalen Hurts never gets tired. He's Michael Jordan at quarterback. So if you can't get them off the field and get them out of that running game the way that they did against Atlanta, I mean, your offense might not be on the field that much. And I think that's what Nick Sirianni's game plan is going to be. Keep that San Francisco offense, keep Kyle Shanahan's play chart, and keep it on the sideline. And so, if I was going to pitch the game, that's how I would do it if I was the Eagles fan or trying to. But I think San Francisco's just got too much firepower, you know, and they've got a good offensive line as well. I think San Francisco probably is in a position to handle that 3.5.
Baldy, another really interesting game that we have in week two. And, you know, I think a lot of it's kind of, you know, what you saw in film in week one and what we saw watching the game in week one, this Buffalo-Miami game where it's kind of a similar point spread to what we just talked about. Buffalo on the road, a 3.5-point road favorite over Tua and Miami, who obviously beat New England in a very dramatic game in week one. So what did you see from both Buffalo and Miami in week one? And who would you give the edge to with Buffalo favored by a little more than a field goal?
Well, Buffalo didn't play great on offense, no question about it. T.J. Watt had a little to do with it. Cam Hayward, they handled the offensive line of Buffalo. When you watch Miami play defense, I don't know that there's a defense in the league that could play any style. You want to play zone, they're disciplined. You want to play, like, strict man defense with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones and those guys, they can play at that style. You want to be a blitz-happy team, they got as many pressures as anybody in the business. But that being said, that Mac Jones took the Patriots down the field at the end of the game, and Damian, you know, fumbled the ball there at the, you know, 8-yard line, going in to either, you know, get the winning touchdown or kick the winning field goal, one of the two. So, I mean, that game was a toss-em game. And in some ways, I think this is the same way. I mean, I think Miami knows how to match up with Buffalo and vice versa. So, I mean, I think this thing is going to be really close. I know week 17 last year was a blowout win by Buffalo, but they couldn't get any big plays against the Patriots. And that's kind of what Miami does to you. They do the same thing. They just don't let you get the ball over their heads. And so they make you dink and dunk. And that's not really what Josh Allen is built to do. And so I don't know, we'll see what the frustration's like, but Miami is very, very good defensively. They do a lot, as much as any team in the league.
Baldy, very interesting game coming up in the desert. Cardinals, a 4.5-point favorite over the Vikings. We don't have to get from you just yet, but if you had to give a lean right now as to who's going to cover the spread, who's going to win the game, again, Arizona, 4.5-point favorite against the Vikings.
I like Arizona in the game. I do. I mean, the one thing about watching the Cardinals in Tennessee this weekend was Kyler Murray has a lot more than just DeAndre Hopkins to throw the ball to. This Christian Kirk has really popped and really come alive in his third or fourth year right now. He caught a couple touchdown passes. The offense line is much better with Rodney Hudson at center than anything they've ever had there before. And then this rookie Rondale Moore and AJ Green there. I mean, they've got, it's very difficult to defend them because you got to worry about Kyle and all the things that he can do, although he didn't have to run that much the other day. And then defensively, if you watch him defensively, I know Chandler Jones had, you know, the five sacks, two forced fumbles, all that. But you look at that defense and watch Isaiah Simmons, you know, and Xavien Collins and Buda Baker. You know, like they've got playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. And any one of those guys can change the game. They just got that type of talent.
Baldy, the Thursday night game this week, not quite Dallas-Tampa, but we still get a standalone Thursday night football game, and so we still can talk about it. We obviously can bet on it and maybe make money on it. And that's this NFC East game between the Giants and the football team, where Washington has Taylor Heinicke obviously starting at quarterback for Ryan Fitzpatrick. They are currently a three-point favorite with a very, very low total of 40.5. So not much scoring being expected, obviously, tomorrow night with the Giants and Washington. We have about 2 minutes left. Any breakdown for Thursday night football? Who do you got?
Well, I still favor the Washington football team, even with Taylor Heinicke at the quarterback. The Giants offense, it was like Groundhog Day. You know, the play calling, the execution, the offense line, the quarterback fumbling. I mean, it's just what we see, like, seems like every year. You know, and then defensively, Washington was really disappointing to me. I mean, the Chargers should have blown them out. They had two red zone turnovers. That game shouldn't have been close. They went up and down the field on them. And really, you know, everybody talks about the defensive line of Washington, and those guys had no impact on the game at all. Montez, Chase, Jonathan Allen, all those guys, they really didn't impact the game. Although the Giants offense line is nothing like the Chargers. And so I think this Washington defense will kind of feel the heat of not playing well against the Chargers and take it out on the Giants here on Thursday night.
Baldy, I've got to have to, and we always appreciate you coming on the show. Are you on like a nature walk or something right now? Like we hear some ambient noise here. Like I feel like you're walking somewhere. What do you have going on right now in your life?
I do. I just did 9 straight hours in a film room, and I'm doing literally a nature walk around NFL films.
Oh, nice. Out of New Jersey, right? That's a beautiful area, right, in New Jersey. Like there's actually like tons of woods there and stuff, right?
Well, it's the Garden State. Things grow here, you know, and sometimes it's just weeds, but a lot of things grow, you know, and so I apologize if it's distracting, but I needed to take a break, man. I mean, my eyes were seeing double after 9 hours today.
No, listen, Baldy, you're good. You're always great. The content's fantastic. It sounded fine. And look, with legalization here, people have the Garden State in their own backyards now. Baldy, we appreciate it. Great stuff here. Enjoy week number two, and we look forward to talking to you next week here on the show.
All right, guys. Ken, take care.
Oh, you better, you bet. Brian Baldinger joining us here.
I love it. It's the Garden State, my friend. Yeah, it's the Garden State.
That was a good line.
But I love that. It's like, I mean, just
it was a good line.
Film for 9 hours of film. Like, I mean, just like basically sitting in the dark with a television. It's like, all right, I gotta get out of here. I'm like literally gonna go crazy. Like I actually have to go do something. So actually it makes perfect sense now in kind of the framework of his day where it's literally just consume as much as you possibly can Tuesday, Wednesday and form opinions for the next week's games.
So listen, our listeners and viewers know that I'm always honest with you guys, the audience, right? We're typing in our show chat, like Baldy sounds like he's like running a marathon right now. Like what's happening? And I'm going like, if it were like, I just don't know Baldy well enough, like personally to know, like, can I bust his chops? So I'm like, okay, like, I'm not going to like bring it up. He said at one point, like they're going uphill. And I almost said like, well, so are you apparently, but I just don't know how he's going to react to that. He reacted really well at the end to that question.
Yeah.
So I think we can now bust Baldy's chops when he comes on a little bit more, but Baldy, obviously fantastic. Check out Baldy's breakdowns, wherever you find your podcast. Quick break. And on the other side, whatever you prefer, NFL week two edition on BetQL.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.
Yo, Trey.
Kevin, what's up, man?
You know, I've been thinking, what would have happened if the NBA never vetoes the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers and we get CP3 in the same backcourt as Kobe in LA?
Well, you get a very happy Jack Nicholson, for sure.
And the Lakers probably win a bunch more championships. CP3 finally gets a ring or two or three, and the Kardashian empire is forever altered.
What did you just say? Hey, everybody, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier, and we're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.